Ottawa. The federal government says mandatory random testing of travelers arriving at its four main airports will start again next week. Ottawa paused the random testing of vaccinated travelers entering Canada by air on June 11, while it worked on moving the tests themselves locations outside of airports. The government now says testing will resume as of July 19 for fully vaccinated travelers arriving at the Vancouver, Calgary, Montreal and Toronto airports. It says all testing will be completed outside of airports for unvaccinated people as well as those who are fully or partially vaccinated. The government initially paused the tests while facing a barrage of criticism from tourism and air travel industry groups that felt federal public health measures were responsible for the chaotic state of Canada's airports. At the time, the Canadian Travel and Tourism Roundtable all but begged federal ministers to lift the test requirement permanently, claiming that outdated rules were causing serious delays at customs, missed flights, hours-long lineups and soured Canada's reputation. Airport chaos has continued in the weeks since the testing was suspended. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Howard Enjoo said Thursday the random tests are an important part of Canada's strategy to detect new variants coming into the country. It's important to know about this in order to formulate other recommendations, Enjoo said in French at a press conference where he announced the approval of a pediatric COVID-19 vaccine. Chief Public Health Office Dr. Theresa Tam has said in the past that the Airport Tests Act is an early warning system for new variants. The testing will be completed either at an in-person appointment at select testing locations or via a virtual appointment for a swab test. Travelers who are not fully vaccinated must test on both the first and eighth days of their mandatory 14-day quarantine, unless exempt. Fully vaccinated travelers will be randomly selected for testing upon arrival at the four biggest airports, and sent to an off-site location for the test to be completed. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 14, 2022. Laura Osman, The Canadian Press.